With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and happy to be joined once again by Lynn School Committee Committeeman Jared Nicholson. And some strange things going on in Lynn, and I don't mean that in a disparaging way, because technology is great when it works. But Jared, first of all, welcome back to MSO. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
The fact we read online, I think it was with the item last week, that the MCAS for freshmen was about to get underway, and they were going to take it online for the first time, and all of a sudden the internet wasn't there. So what the heck happened? And that was, what, a week or so ago?
Yeah, it's been a couple of weeks now, and the district's computers were subjected to a computer virus, a cybersecurity issue, and it brought down the network system. And that was done out of precaution to try to prevent everything from spreading and to protect the district as best we could at that point. And the works to remediate that are ongoing.
Was this a system-wide deal in terms of, well, explain it to me. Did it involve just the internet? Did it involve just certain administrative computers, or what happened?
Yeah, it is system-wide. So it was... The district has contracted with a cybersecurity firm to help us address this, and they are not only going to help us get back online and back up to full operation, but also figure out what happened, because we really don't know yet what the source of this threat was, what the extent of the damage will be. So through the city's insurance, we've been able to hire this cybersecurity firm, and they're working to be able to answer all those questions for us. Unfortunately, those answers we don't have yet.
Okay, now for a person like me who started teaching a long time ago, I didn't rely very much on the internet, but that's changed today. And I know we mentioned the MCAS, which had to be reverted back to a paper exam. Jared, have you heard? I know it's brand new, and you guys probably haven't met very much on it, but have you heard of any kind of impact, either positive or negative, within the school system as a result of this shutdown?
Well, I guess one positive example that I want to mention is that just the really amazing efforts of our educators, the lengths to which teachers are going to make sure that kids' education continues unabated and it continues in full force has been really amazing. We so appreciate the extra mile that they've had to go to overcome the fact that they don't have the tools that they've grown accustomed to relying on, and they're really doing amazing work. So that's really appreciated, and another example is just the effort that our team has put in at the district level, at the school level, at the classroom level, to try to find a way forward. And so we really appreciate that, and are grateful to see people stepping up in a time of need.
I would imagine the biggest impact is at the higher levels, like at the high schools. Is there something on the agenda upcoming? Maybe you could tell me what's next in terms of the school committee getting together, and maybe what you're hearing from the superintendent's administration.
Yes, absolutely. So we got an update at our last meeting, and expect to get the next update at our next meeting on Thursday as to what the current status is. And as the cybersecurity firm learns what steps we need to take, what happened, how we can prevent it from happening again, what we can learn from the whole experience, we will be discussing that at the school committee, I'm sure.
Very good. And finally, Jared, I know you're so involved with sports in the city. You've got to be pretty proud of that Lynn English High School basketball team.
Oh, absolutely. What an amazing season. Congratulations to the kids, to Antonio, the coach there. They really had a wonderful year, and the city is so proud of them.
That's Lynn's school committeeman, Jared Nicholson, with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.